of Supervisors, October 22nd, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
We have an agenda. Make the department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Boone County Auditor.
Good morning. The city school election is 2 weeks away. This Friday is the last day to request an absentee ballot to be mailed, but you can still continue to vote in the office up until the day before the election, up until November the 4th. That's the last day you can vote in the office. And then also, October the 25th at 5 p.m., besides being the last day to request an absentee ballot, is also the last day you can register to be on, in the books at the precincts. If you register after that date, you're gonna have to make sure you have your driver's license and everything with you, because you will be treated as an EDR, which is an election day voter registration. So you'll have to have confirmation with you. So, that's it.
Thanks, Terry. Brett Grimshaw, Boone County Sheriff's Office.
Good morning. Just a couple things on the dog. The money is still coming in. I think they said we're close to the $30,000 mark, which has come in a lot faster than we ever expected. So we're hoping to name a handler for the dog probably tomorrow or the next day. And we're gonna do some site visits to a couple different kennels here in Iowa to try to find us a dog. So it's moving right along.
You've got more than one volunteer to be the handler then?
We've put it out to everybody in the department, and we've got 2 to 3 guys that are very interested, and we're gonna name somebody tomorrow, I think.
What's the dog cost?
It depends on what kennel you buy it from. The one we're looking at in Lucas County, this guy's a Navy SEAL, and he trains dogs for a living, and that one is like $17,000. There's another one up in Cedar Falls. They want $12,000 for their dogs. A lot of these dogs are, this guy that we're talking to in Lucas County, he clones dogs. He's got one dog. He calls Udarius, the Udarius line. He's got 15 dogs that are all basically the same genetic model dog. He doesn't have any of those dogs left, but he's got an Apache line started now, and he's got 5 or 6 of those dogs. So he's got Apache 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. One of those dogs is available. He's got, of course, he does all the training right there at his kennel and everything. So the dogs are expensive. Everybody, all the handlers think that their dogs are the best. So. Yeah.
Otherwise, you ought to get out of business.
But that's kind of what we're looking at. We're going to do a site visit in Lucas County on Friday, I think, and then maybe go to Cedar Falls and do another site visit to another kennel up there.
So, are these German Shepherds?
Belgian Malinois.
Okay. Pretty good size dog.
Yeah, the Malinois are a little bit smaller than the German Shepherds, but. We'll have to decide, I guess, on what we want.
So
we'll take the handler with us, and
your department's going to go to the dogs.
I think so. Yeah. They're a good tool to have. A lot of the departments around Burlington just got a new dog. Of course, Loisa County has a dog. They might have two up there. Henry County has a dog. Lee County has a dog. So it's the way to go, I think, especially with what's going on in town with the current drug problem, and I think it'll make an impact on that. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
My son was a ranger. They had one of those.
Oh, was he?
And they had in a, they those dogs are pretty highly thought of.
Yeah, they are.
They've been on for a lot of things.
I was watching some videos on one of the dogs for active shooters. And this guy is training these dogs to go to the sound of gunfire. And he's got, you can go to the website and see this, but the dog has got a GoPro camera on it. And the handler would say, give me a couple shots. And on the second floor, this guy started firing off rounds. And this dog building full of people would go through all these people, find the guy that was shooting, and attack him. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The thing that they can do with these dogs, so.
Does he know the difference between a bad guy and you guys?
I don't know. I hope so.
In Afghanistan, they smell different.
Because
the Afghans have a different diet.
I heard one of the, just pulling up different police videos and stuff, that a dog actually attacked the handler, and the handler had to shoot the dog. This just happened within the last couple of weeks, I think. So, yeah, I hope the handler, you know, has a good handle on the dog and can keep it away from us. But it's a good tool.
Yeah,
good tool for us.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
My son did tell me one thing that they learned shortly is if you get on a vehicle with that dog or a helicopter or something like that, you don't step on the dog.
Yeah.
Rodney Bleesner, maintenance.
Good morning. I have an agenda item on the work session. Other than that, we're just getting ready for cooler months ahead. Thank you. That's all I have.
Janelle and Allie Longquist.
Good morning.
Moyne County Treasurer.
I really don't have anything new to report, but I do have an agenda item.
Other by Correctional Center.
Morning. Everything's going pretty good. Our population's still high at 102 this morning. Optimistically, I'm hoping to get six of them out of there today. Other than that, we have our part-time transport officer that's up and going. He's doing better than expected, and I expect a lot. So, doing real well. So we're getting everybody moved around and where they need to be, and we're having to reach out pretty far on county wise to find some beds, but it's getting done.
Is Henry County's jail open yet?
I think it opens like, supposed to open like the 7th of November, the 4th or something like that.
They have an open house Thursday.
I heard November.
Beginning part of November, and I assume, I mean, if I was doing the operation, I guess, that they're going to take their people in, have like a trial run for several months before they start accepting out of county. I would think that they would do that to train their staff on their facility. It would probably be January or so.
So
before.
They're going to have a lot more cells. Are they going to have more jailers?
Well, I would assume. I don't know. I haven't even went through that one yet, but they're going from a 12 bed to like a 94, 96 bed. So, yeah, I would think you would need quite a few more staff to accommodate that.
What kind of people are being jailed? I mean, what? I guess that's not what I mean.
It ranges from everything from murder to OWI.
Okay.
I mean, it's a...
I didn't know if most of them were like OWI or...
No, most of them are not OWI. A lot of domestics are housed. Thefts are big. Robbery.
Drugs.
Drugs is huge. And drugs is misleading because it leads to the robberies and that. So somebody could be in there for robbery, but it's drug related.
Right.
So.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
Lisa Schaefer, Boyd County Attorney.
Hi there. I want to take the opportunity to introduce Mike Brewer. He is our new attorney. So he is our personnel action for today. We're doing our part, Doug.
Yeah, I can tell.
We're trying. We did have a couple cooperative judges yesterday that heeded our recommendations of more lengthy incarceration than the county jail can provide. So. We're doing our part to get...
Actually, everybody is doing their part. The judges are working real well. County attorney's office, probation office, I talked to them over the weekend, and they helped me out over the weekend with some things. So everybody understands what's going on.
We just have a lot of crime.
Correct.
Thanks. Thanks, Lisa.
Yeah. So yeah, we're Chris is elated to have a counterpart now, so he can actually start concentrating on his own caseload. So we're very happy to have Mike aboard. And other than that, just staying busy, trying to get Doug's jail numbers down.
Welcome to Des Moines County. Nice to meet you.
You might want to leave as
well. Welcome aboard.
Shut up, Doug.
Ken Heinlein, Community Services.
Good morning. I guess this week the region is having CIT training over in Mount Pleasant, so that's exciting to have another group go through CIT. They're having Kevin Hines there, who is a nationally known speaker and tried to jump off the, what was it, Golden Gate Bridge or something, and lived through it. And
tell him how he lived through it.
You go ahead if you remember.
A sea lion kept him afloat.
Oh, yes.
After he went down, he struggled his way back to the island, and I think he broke his back or whatever. A sea lion kept circling him and kept him afloat until somebody could get to him.
Really?
Yeah, he's the guy who was instrumental in getting a net put under Golden Gate.
I do not know.
I was just watching something about it. That was his thing of all the, because he said the minute he jumped, right as he jumped, he regretted it.
Yeah.
And so so over the last several years, he's been instrumental. They've actually put a net under the bridge.
I'm guessing this is the guy because he speaks a lot, and I saw a YouTube, and he said the instant he let go, he said, I wish he wouldn't have done that. So I'm sure he's an interesting speaker.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Thanks, Ken. Colin Hurst, IT.
Morning. Nothing really new to report. Just keeping busy like always.
Are you sending out those tricky little notices again?
Always.
Always? Well, I deleted some that I didn't know, so.
About once a month, so. Just trying to keep people aware. And we have a lot of folks that email us as well, you know, bad ones saying, hey, I caught this, that isn't stuff that we sound out either, so. keeps us appraised on, you know, especially if there's something that is reoccurring between the offices or between the county staff, and I can go in and try to find it and try to find other ways to block it out. So, but really the monthly tests we do is just to try to keep people aware that, hey, if you get something bad in your email, you know, and it looks a little funny, don't just click on it.
It's easy for advertisers to put you on a list and then let it come forever. Man, I got a lot of money.
You want him to send you two of them a month then?
Huh?
You want him to send you two of them a month?
Obviously, I've proved to be easy to fool.
I think one of the best things you've done is when you had that little yellow highlighted disclaimer at the top and said this message did not originate in Des Moines County, so just.
That definitely seemed to have helped.
So. Cuts down a lot on work when you just delete all those.
Yeah.
Wait, you might not want to be involved. That's in Vermont County, New York. Thanks, Colin.
Yep.
Lisa Hazel, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Just keeping busy. Been doing a lot of the digitizing. It's a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. But just working on that. And just to remind everybody that it is time to renew your ATV, ORVs, and the permit, county permits. But they have until December 31st, but just a heads up.
Is there a set time to do passports, or is that just whenever your ticket runs out, you come in?
10 years.
10 years?
Yes. So usually that, you're gonna wanna renew it before the 10 years is up if you plan on going somewhere, because if you go out of the country and you might not be able to get back in, even
really?
If your passport's good.
I thought I'd just go down the border and walk in.
What's that?
When I got those little star on my
driver's license?
Driver's license. Then that let me back in?
Not out of the country.
Oh. That let me get to
California. You're going to have that to fly, I think, throughout the United States.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Well, it's taken all my time, so last week. Mike left me his time. I mean, I just wanted to mention that.
Sorry, Brian.
So, but no, we're just going along. Got a couple ditching projects going on, and doing some blading today with the moisture we have, and still got the bridge project going on Sperry Road. That's obviously nearing the end, but not quite done. So, things are moving. I don't think there's enough good weather left to get to what we would like to or need to get to, but that's the nature of it. So
good bids on your concrete.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up in the work session, but I'll mention we did bid the Iowa City Road paving project. Same bid as the DOT bid, the four-lane project. And we had some bidders that were the same. The same bidder that was the low bidder on the DOT project also took our paving project. But the competition was, I think, impressive. Our project bid for $2,007,000 and some change to Strev Construction. And they were only low by $8,000.
Mm. How many bids did you get?
Five. As you might guess, the same four of those five were the same bidders. In fact, maybe all five are there. I think four of the five were the same bidders as the DOT project. The DOT project was even closer, if you can imagine that, because that's actually pretty close on a $2 million project. Theirs was a $20 million project, and they only were separated from the first bidder to the second bidder by $13,000.
Wow.
Which is almost insane as far as distance between bids. So, Strev Construction, they're out of Iowa City. We have worked with them one other time. It's been quite a while. They actually paved the Big Hollow Road. So, pleased to get that one out for bid, or out to bid. Haven't talked to the contractor or anything, so I'm sure they'll start up next year. I don't foresee anything different than that. And we have a bid out for right now. That's the gear project, the paving project, and it'll bid in November. That'll be a local bid letting. We'll do that one down here. So.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Jared Lasser, Yip Land Use.
Looking forward to improvements on gear going north out of regional planning to Eliza County. That'll be a big improvement. planning, land use, nothing pretty significant this week. We do have a tentatively scheduled zoning commission meeting for mid-November, which will that'll be our first opportunity to go over some of our observations, ideas for updates for the ordinances. I guess we've mentioned before, we've been collecting a list over time, just from day-to-day experiences, things we've encountered in the subdivision and zoning ordinances that maybe something we'd like to address. We've gotten feedback from members of the commission over time, just things we've noticed in reviewing the ordinances ourselves. So we're gonna give them a packet of all those things we've come up with, and then discuss some of the more significant items in detail, and that'll be a help kickstart the process for using their feedback to go through and do further research, and then actually go ahead and come up with an updated draft for presenting back to them sometime early next year. So getting that process started finally here. It's good to get to that. We do still have a vacancy on the Zoning Commission. I'd mentioned that last week. We have a couple of possibilities in mind, but haven't gotten any clear interest yet, so that's still open. Apart from that, nothing noteworthy today.
Thanks, Jared. I didn't miss anybody. Correspondence. Proceed to discussion.
Yeah, I did have correspondence. It doesn't pertain to the county, but it might be something that Rodney might be interested in. I had some people approach me about the curving out here in front of the courthouse, which is city property, and where it's pretty rough, and there's a hole there, and they seen somebody trip in it, so is there any way we can contact the city, Rodney, and ask them about that?
Yep, I'll call them.
I can get them here in about 10 seconds, wait, this button. They'll be sending reinforcements.
I don't do road work.
I can attest to that. He doesn't do road work.
Okay. Thank you.
We have.
Thanks, Ron.
Payroll claims reimbursement in the amount of $470.41.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a Red Ribbon Week proclamation. Whereas, in October of 1985, Federal Agent Kike Camarena was murdered by the drug cartel in Mexico in the line of duty, and friends and neighbors wore red to honor his memory and to show that they would continue his fight against illegal drugs, believing that one person can make a difference. And whereas, the problems associated with alcohol, tobacco, and the use of illegal drugs have become prevalent in every community, regardless of size and location, and whereas the National Family Partnership has established October 23rd through October 31st of every year as America's Red Ribbon Week for schools and communities to celebrate a healthy, drug-free lifestyle. And whereas ADS, in partnership with area businesses and schools, has adopted the mission statement to increase the focus of promoting a healthy lifestyle through the collective effort and involvement of all citizens in our community by supporting the non-use of illegal drugs and responsible use of legal substances, thus enhancing the quality of life through a safer community. And now, therefore, as 2019 marks the 34th year for this nationally recognized substance abuse prevention campaign, we, the supervisors of Des Moines County, do hereby proclaim October 23rd through the 31st as Red Ribbon Week in Des Moines County, Iowa, and that all citizens shall be encouraged to wear red ribbons to symbolize our commitment to establishing drug-free communities for our citizens, especially our children, and to participate in events throughout the week that support a healthy, drug-free lifestyle.
Approved.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Personnel actions. We have three for the correctional center. We have Michael Hayes, full-time correctional officer, an 18-month step increase. Previous rate was $39,522.03 a year. New rate is $40,396.34 a year. We have Bradley Koenig, a correctional officer, full-time, an 18-month step increase. Previous rate of $39,522.03 a year. New rate is $40,396.34. And we have Tamara Hewlett, full-time correctional officer, a 36-month step increase. Previous rate was $41,191.09. New rate is $42,001.69 a year.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have one personnel action for the county attorney. We have Michael Brewer, Assistant County Attorney. New hire, salary $60,000 for a year, effective October 22nd, 2019.
Move approved.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Officially welcome you aboard now.
Good to stay.
Wipe that brow off.
And we have one, excuse me, personnel action for the treasurer. We have Ashley Sherwood, the clerk two in the motor vehicle department, a partial day without pay on October 11th, 2019 for 2.01 hours.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have reports. We have the auditor's report of fees collected for the quarter ending September 30, 2019. It says 2049.
2049.
I'm just tickled it's not one of my mistakes. quarter ending September 30, 2019. We have the Dewey Fire quarterly report for the quarter ending September 30th, 2019. We have the Sheriff's monthly report for September 2019. We have the recorder's report of fees collected for fiscal 2019. These reports will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review. No, he always would get the money in March. That's when he likes it. Pulled forth on the Dewey Fire Trust. Yep. We have minutes for the regular meeting of October 15th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Sorry.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business? Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I attended the community action meeting. Had an election on for officers, and that's about all that happened.
Did you get elected?
No.
How'd you miss that?
I was.
You showed up.
I showed up. No, we. It was quite a thing. They wanted. Different ones, you know, in the office, but I was treasurer for a couple of years, and so I thought Brad Quigley ought to be treasurer again. So.
Excellent choice.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything.
Well, you guys and we all attended that tour of Big Hollow and the presentation with conservation goals, and then I attended a meeting of Mental Health and Disability Services Commission. They had an interesting presentation on ISAC's data sharing software project. They're going to be able to comply with HIPAA regulations, and but it sounds like they're going to have some extremely useful information available on affected individuals' demographics, eligibility, referrals, events, outcomes, et cetera, et cetera. The providers that were at the meeting were pretty excited about this, so they can. You have to get permission, but then they can. Before they had a hard time if somebody was in one jurisdiction was another jurisdiction. So there's hopeful this will come contribute greatly to what we know works, doesn't work, and where somebody is, and if they get lost. So that's I thought that was an exciting development. And that's all I have.
I also heard that, like, they were talking about making our applications statewide. Right now, every region has a different application for clients to fill out. Well, they've come up with a sample statewide application, so we're looking at that now as a management team too. So that would be helpful, because some of the people float around the state, you know, quite a bit, go couch surfing or whatever at friends' houses, and if we all have the same application, it just makes it easier to determine eligibility quicker when somebody moves from one place to another place. So that'd be good.
They had a sort of a demonstration video, and so it looks, they're still working on it, but providers look pretty excited. That's all I have. Public input. If anyone from the public would like to address the board, please rise. Give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise with an aye, we're adjourned.